Catching Teller Crow. Written by Amberlyn Quaimulliner and Ezekiel Quaimulliner, and read by Miranda Tapsell. What had once been the children's home was now a pile of blackened timber. We were well out of town, surrounded by trees that scattered across the red earth and crowded together along the edge of the river in the distance. This whole area must have been swarming with police right after the fire. But now forensics and arson had been and gone, and the burned body taken for an autopsy. There was only the rubble and the quiet and the lingering tang of smoke in the air. A crow flapped down to perch on a splintered beam, jabbing upwards from the ruin of the home. I waved. Sometimes it seemed as if animals could sense that I was about. The crow fluffed out its feathers, tilting its head to one side, almost as if it was asking me a question. Then it flew off. Maybe it had seen me and thought I was shooing it away. Or maybe the crow had always been going to take off right then. My science teacher said that just because two things happened together didn't mean one was because of the other. Or as she put it, correlation does not imply causation. But Dad said that was scientist talk, not police talk. And if two things happened together, you'd suspect the first thing had caused the second until it could provide you with an alibi. He was pacing around the ruin with the case file tucked under his arm. He got over being mad sometime during the drive between the hill and the home. I knew he wasn't really angry with me anyway. More like angry about me, or at least about me dying. I could understand that. I'd been mad after the accident too. I wasn't supposed to be dead before I even made it to my 16th birthday. In fact, when I let myself think too much about the unfairness of it all, I still got mad now. But I couldn't lose myself to that. Not when Dad had been left behind twice over. He told me once that when Mum died, it had been looking after me that had kept him going. Now what was keeping him going was me looking after him. I wished Mum was here to help. Aunty June always said nobody had ever been sad around my mum because she radiated happiness like a fire radiated heat. But it was just me here and Dad. And I didn't like the frustrated expression on his face. He wasn't seeing anything interesting in that ruin. I asked the first question I could think of. Why did they build the home so far from the town, especially when it was supposed to help kids who've been in trouble? Doesn't seem like there's much for them to do out here.
The idea was to get them back to nature, healthy living, that kind of thing, he replied. Besides, it wasn't purpose-built as a children's home. Originally, it was just a big old house belonging to a local family.